Rabbos, we have the great privilege this Shabbos of reading Parshas Kedoshim, a parasha that contains an incredible number of mitzvos, both bein adam lechavero, interpersonal mitzvos, bein adam lemakom, mitzvos which govern our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course, each mitzvah carries with it its own message, its own idea, creates its own reality. But one of the mitzvos which I think jumps out at us at this in this week's parashas of the Torah tells us, this is in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yud Ches, chapter 19, verse 18. Lo sikom v'lo sitoras b'nei amecha. Do not go ahead and take revenge, nor shall you harbor a grudge or animosity against the members of your nation. V'yahavta l're'acha kamocha ani Hashem. You shall love your fellow as you love yourself. I am Hashem, your God. And there are many interpretations on this last phrase. V'yahavta Hashem alokecha. Excuse me. V'yahavta l're'acha kamocha. Love your fellow as you love yourself. What does it mean? How are we able to achieve it? We discussed this in some of the shiurim this past week, but I want to share with you a beautiful insight. It's a story that's told about the great tzaddik Rav Moshe Leib of Sasov. And Rav Moshe Leib once told the story that he says, this, I'll quote you from the story. He writes, or he said, Avas Yisrael amarati migoy echad. Rav Moshe Leib of Sasov writes, the truth is, I understood the nature of this pasuk. I understood the mitzvah v'yahavta l're'acha kamocha, and I learned it from a Gentile. Pamachas ra'isi shnei goyim b'nei kfar, yoshvim b'masa zolim v'sovim, kitov leiv yayin b'yayin sraf, hischilu menashkin ze'ad ze'ad v'achad shalas chavero. So he says, I one time observed two simple Gentile farmers, and they were sitting in the local inn, and Baruch Hashem, it was happy hour. It sounds like happy hour went on for a couple of hours. And they became inebriated. They drank their fill of yayin sraf, of whiskey, and they became a little bit tipsy. And one of them turned to his friend and he said, Haim be'emes ata ohevosi? So if you can imagine, so the first guy, we'll call him A. A turns to his friend and he says, my dear friend, do you really love me? Do you really love me? To which the second one responded, Bevadai, of course I love you. To which the first one turns back to his friend and he says, Ich tomar ki hanach oivosi. How can you possibly say that you love me? Ve'in ata yodea mashe chasrali. How can you tell me that you love me if you don't know that which I lack? How can you tell me that you love me if you don't understand what I lacked, if you don't understand where I am deficient? And Rav Moshe Leib of Sasov, witnessing this entire give and take between these two simple Gentile peasants, says as follows. Says, Lamarati, I learned an incredible lesson. Ki in adam Yisrael oives chavero be'emes, ele imkin hu yodea mashe chasrlo. The only way you truly love another Jew is if you know, you understand their deficiency, what they lack. And to build on the Rebbe's words, love means the ability to discern what the other is missing, and then the courage and the strength to help them fill that void. Step one is identify what my friend is missing, where he is deficient, what he is chaser, and then find the courage to transcend yourself. Stop thinking about my own needs for just a moment and be there to help the other. That is Ahavas Yisrael. To be able to have the intuitive connection to another, to know what they lack, to know the area where they're deficient, to know what their issues, their problems, and their challenges are, and to be the one who rises to the occasion and tries to help. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh has an amazing observation. He says that if you look at Birchos HaShachar, the brachos we recite in the morning, so in general, either we make them about facts of nature, or we make them about general human condition circumstances or experiences. So we say, Asher nasan lasech divino la'adchin ben yom uvein laylo. God has given the rooster the ability to discern the difference between morning and night. And then we say things like, Zokif kifufim. God makes the bent straight. Malbish arumim. He gives clothing to the unclothed. But there's a bracha that stands out. And that's the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Thank you, Hashem, for taking care of all of my needs. That bracha switches to the possessive.
that bracha switches to the singular. I don't thank Hashem for taking care of the needs of everyone. I thank Hashem for taking care of my needs. Sha'asali kol tzarki. Thank you for doing everything for me. And the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. The Baal Shem Tov explains that when it comes to your own circumstances in life, you have to feel like you have everything. And even if you don't actually have everything you want, whatever you have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you and wants you to have. And as such, every single morning I say the bracha, Sha'asali kol tzarki. Thank you, Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem, for you have clearly given me everything I need. I might have everything I need. When it comes to my own needs, I am confident in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He has given me. But when it comes to the other, I must always be acutely aware that the other is deficient, missing something in some way. For me, I have everything. For the other, let me figure out what you're missing. Let me figure out in which way your life is deficient, and let me rise to the occasion and help. The Rebbe learned this incredible lesson from two simple Gentile peasants. We have the schus to learn it from the Rebbe. We have the schus to learn it from the Baal Shem Tov. We have the schus to learn it from Sha'asali kol tzarki. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. May we be zocha emeretz Hashem to live lives where we feel like the words of Yaakov Avinu, yeshli kol, Sha'asali kol tzarki. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me everything. I truly feel like I have everything. And even though I might not possess or have certain things I would like, I clearly, if I don't have it, I don't need it. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me everything. But let us also go through life with the keen understanding and wisdom. Open eyes to always look at the other. Try to intuit what he or she is missing and figure out a way to fill that void. That is V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Wishing everyone a beautiful, restful, and holy Shabbos.